Chapter 18. Blank. Bezog, who prided himself on being prepared for anything, great or small, was dumbstruck.
Father,
Samas said again. Eyes filled with destruction, the Sky Raider's dragon chest glowed with new light. Flames shot out of its nose. Screaming,
"Give me that!"
Sasha snatched the Elderwood staff from his grip and held it out before them. The ancient piece of polished wood glowed with an intense, brilliant white light. The dragon roared and recoiled.
"Be gone, monster!"
Sasha yelled, as the staff's light became brighter and brighter. Samas rushed alongside his mother and yelled as well.
"Go!"
The dragon turned its neck and shielded its eyes with its wing, letting out an awful-sounding roar that shook the mountain. Bezog shook his head, blinking.
"What am I doing?"
Suddenly, the radiant light winked out, and he heard Sasha say,
"Oh, no."
She didn't have control over the staff, but she had just enough to distract the dragon. Baring its claws, it turned on them again with a nasty, angry growl. They were still cornered. Gathering his wits, he bounded over and grabbed the staff.
"I'm sorry, Bezog,"
Sasha said.
"I tried."
"You did well. Now get behind me and hold on to me and the staff, both of you."
As the dragon started to let loose its breath, Bezog felt power surge through him like never before. The wills of Sasha and Samas forged a desperate bond with his and let loose a cannon of power. A blast of blue-white energy punched a hole clean through the dragon and sent it spinning in the air. It flopped in midair and tumbled crashing through the trees, toppling timbers and pines in its death throes. Its ear-splitting howl was knee-bending. Bezog took a deep breath and let both his own power and that of the staff fill him. He'd been holding back for years, decades even. But he couldn't hold back now. This was it.
"Stay close,"
he said to his family.
"And thank you. Your bravery saved us."
"We are here to help,"
Sasha said, catching her breath.
"I'm more than a lovely face, you know."
"Father!"
Samas yelled, pointing toward the sky.
"Another dragon comes! Kill that dragon!"
Brenwar yelled, winding up his hammer.
"I've had my fill of them!"
Just as he finished saying it, a bolt of power ripped through the back of the Sky Raider that landed, sending it hurtling through the trees. The second dragon sailed downward in its place, its claws and fangs bared. An exploding arrow rocketed through the air and hit the dragon underneath its wings, which sent it spinning out of control.
"Good shot,"
Rary said.
"But we need to finish it."
Ben and Rary darted ahead and sprinted for the ravine. Legs churning, Renoir huffed along behind them, dragging Pilpin along with him. He glanced above and noted that the skies were clear. Only the floating city remained behind them, and it had dragons whizzing out of it and draped all over it. He clambered up the hill as fast as his stout legs would take him, following the busted trees in the forest.
"Where'd you go?"
Out of nowhere, a tail whipped out and sent both Renoir and Pilpin spinning head over heels. He pushed his face out of the dirt and shook his beard. Head low, a gray scaler crept in with its tongue slithering out of its mouth. Renoir swung and missed. Pilpin was going in when a bolt of lightning shot from the dragon's mouth and hit Renoir square in the chest plate. Every hair stood up on end, and he staggered back into the trees with a painful tingling from head to toe. He shook his head like an angry bull and said,
"Now you've made me mad!"
The dragon darted in at full speed, knocking Pilpin clean away with its tail. Timing it, Brenwar brought Warhammer around with all its power. A thunderclap followed. A dragon horn shattered, and the beast sagged to the ground. Still tingling, Brenwar forged ahead. The Sky Raider, 10 tons of scales and towering 20 feet high, fought everything coming. Shum and Hoven darted in and out with their dragon needles. Then volleyed arrow after arrow, and Rary taunted the beast. Mad and confused, the dragon struck. Its claws tore up the ground as it pounced after Rary. Rary said, springing away from the snapping jaws of the dragon at the last second. Shum knifed inside and jabbed a dragon needle in its eye. The dragon reared up with a roar, and a blast of yellow flame shot out of its mouth. In a flash, its great tail swept over the ground. Ben and Rary moved, but not fast enough. The tail swept them aside and flung them across the ground. Both man and part elf lay still and broken.
"No!"
Brenwar yelled, charging straight for the dragon's belly. Speeding underneath its swinging tail, he smashed it in the belly. Ancient metal powered by magic bracers met ancient scale. Scale shattered, bones splintered. The dragon staggered back on its haunches and fell. Hoven, like a shadow, moved in and struck. He pierced the dragon's chest straight into its heart. The beast huffed one last breath of fire, and its glowing eyes went out as it died.
"Ben! Rary!"
Brenwar rushed over to them. They were breathing.
"Wake up!"
"Perhaps a gentler approach,"
Shum said, strolling over. Brenwar shoved him away and kneeled down to pinch Ben. Ben's eyes snapped open.
"Oh!"
The warrior started to his feet.
"Ow!"
I didn't even touch you that time,"
Brenwar said. Ben winced.
I think my arm is broken."
Well, you should have been paying better attention,"
Brenwar said.
"Ducked, jumped, or something."
Not everyone is made out of stone like you dwarfs."
"Oh!"
Rary said, as Shum and Hoven jolted him up.
"And I think my leg is broken."
Brenwar shook his head.
"Great. Just great. Now I'm gonna have to carry the both of you."
You aren't carrying me,"
said Ben.
"My legs are just fine."
A branch cracked from somewhere nearby. Everyone's stance became battle-ready. Shum and Hoven crept forward and spread out wide just as a figure emerged. It was Pilpin.
"Save any dragon for me?"
he said, lifting his brow.
"Did you find us a cave yet?"
Brenwar said.
"No, did you?"
"Pah!"
A moment later, Bezog, Sasha, and Samaz emerged from the brush.
"Rary,"
Sasha said, rushing over to his side.
"I'll be fine, Mother. I'm just glad you and Father are well."
He looked at his brother, who had the faintest smile on his grim face.
"Even Samaz."
"Change form, change form."
Gorley could feel the emerald dragons biting down into his flesh, sinking their teeth in deeper and deeper. He screamed. One tugged on his arm, and the other pulled on his leg, stretching his body taut as a bowstring.
"Come on, change, Gorley."
It was hard to concentrate and fight the blinding pain at the same time. All his life, he'd been clever enough to avoid such unpleasant circumstances. But today, this very minute, it had all caught up with him.
Oh, they're going to eat me. Guzan, no.
He squeezed his eyes shut, blocked out the pain, and thought of the hardest thing that he knew. He saw the great stones in the valley, and his skin began turning to living stone. His pain faded, and his strength renewed. With his free arm, he punched one of the dragons in the head. Its jaws loosened, and it recoiled with a hiss. He grabbed the other one by the horns and twisted its neck until it released his arm. Its claws raked at his stony skin. Gorley flung it away.
Begone, lizards!
With leery eyes and tongues flickering from their mouths, the dragons flanked him. Their black tails slithered from side to side. Gorley kicked at them.
Go away if you know what's good for you!
Together, the dragons opened their mouths and spat out blasts of bright green fire. The flames engulfed Gorley from head to toe. His stony skin was tough, but nothing was completely resistant to dragon fire. The suffocating heat dropped him to his knees, and he curled up into a ball. His stone-hard skin sizzled.
Hang on, Gorley. They can't breathe out forever. Hang on!
The roar of fire filled his ears. Every second felt like 10. The heat was excruciating, unbearable. He felt faint and dizzy. He tried to concentrate on something else, anything else, but he couldn't focus.
I'm not gonna make it!
The flames stopped. The air felt ice cold on his smoking skin. He opened his eyes and started to rise.
Stay still, lizard man,
a voice said. It was familiar. Dwarfen. Two tall elven men with pot bellies stood over the emerald dragons with spears driven into them. The dragons were dead. And the dwarf who spoke was...
Renoir?
What kind of lizard man are you?
Brenwar said. Another dwarf, much smaller than Brenwar, rushed in and chopped his axe into Gorley's leg. The blade skipped off.
This lizard man is a living statue,
Pilpin said. He swung his axe into the back of Gorley's legs this time, sweeping him off his feet.
A fallen statue.
Suddenly, Gorley was hemmed in with spear tips and axe blades. One of the elven men spoke, pointing a spear tip at his neck, saying,
"This will penetrate anything."
Renoir jostled his axe over him, saying,
"This'll do much worse than what this elf thinks he can do."
Gorley swallowed hard. His friends weren't toying with him. And judging by the hard looks in their battle-scarred faces, he'd better be careful how he chose his next words. Slowly, he held up his palms, closed his eyes, turned his cheek, and said,
"I'm Gorley. Please, don't kill me. Friends!"